Phone Boy Speaks, episode 306. Google Voice finally hangs out. Google Voice is a service I've used for quite some time. Of course, I also have used it prior to it being acquired by Google. It was a company called Grand Central, and I met one of the guys involved with creating it, a guy named Craig Walker, who I've got a picture of somewhere in my photo roll. I happened to have a chance to meet him in New York when I was out there one time, and so that was kind of a neat thing. And anyway, so I've always been kind of a fan of Grand Central and what became Google Voice. But one of my problems I've had with Google Voice over the years is that there's never been, at least from my mobile phone, a way that I can use my Google Voice number using voice over IP rather than using the phone. It's great for, taking an inbound phone number and directing it multiple places. That works pretty well. But sometimes, like when I'm in a foreign country, I don't necessarily want it to direct to a phone number. I want it to be, I want it to be something that I can use using voice over IP. And so, and I haven't been able to do that until, well, the Google Hangouts app that just got released today, version 1.3 for the iPhone. They now have the ability to make and receive phone calls using the Google Hangouts app, and calls to the US and Canada are free. At least for US residents. I don't know how people outside of the US can access that, but, and I think you can make international calls at some, insanely low rates or whatever. I've never used it for that. I've never found the need to do it. But when I'm in a foreign country, I don't want to have everything direct over the PSTN, right? Because it's expensive to use the PSTN in foreign countries. And so I've never used it. And that's really where, what I need is a phone number that can be reached when I'm out of country. And that number is as good a number as any. I've had it for a while. When it was Grand Central. I mean, I think I still have the same phone number. That's how long it's been that I've had it. And so I actually did a little test call using it. I think the first call was the audio quality was pretty crappy. The second one was a bit better. So I haven't done a packet trace to see just how what it's communicating with and how it will handle various firewalls and such that try to block voice over IP, because that's always one thing that Skype's been pretty good at, is traversing firewalls. And so that's one of the reasons I've kept it in my tool belt for as long as I have, even though making phone calls with Skype, to the PSTN does cost some money. But now when I'm traveling, I can actually use Google Voice to do it, or at least it's a possibility, because I'm now no longer restricted to, having those calls go over the PSTN. I can actually use a supported voice over IP type client. And even when the app is closed, you get a push notification to your iPhone. So you can actually receive phone calls and it works. There you go. And quite honestly, I never thought I'd see the day, but, I guess Google is slowly but surely integrating, some of their properties into Hangouts. And actually the Hangouts app itself is not that bad. I've used it. There's a few people I know that still use it or use Google Talk or whatever. And that's the way I use it is on my phone frequently. And it's not a bad little app, although, I'm sure like many Google things, I'm sure they're sharing data with the NSA. be warned, I guess. But, Skype's no better in that regard. So that's today's news. Google Voice. You can now use it voice over IP using your mobile phone, at least on iOS. You could probably do it from Android. I don't have an Android handset to try it on. And you probably can't do it from Windows Phone because, Google and Windows Phone or Google and Microsoft don't quite get along. But anyway, that is, I'm going to say that is the. That's my interesting thing for the day. And it's funny because I'm looking through some old voice over IP stuff when I was doing my blog. And yeah, I remember meeting Craig Walker of Grand Central way back in 2006, I think. That's what I got to say today. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.